Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's welcome in Bobby Joe Dondorfer to the Coffee Club this morning. Bobby Joe is a spouse of an RPD officer, Paul Dondorfer, and they're also close family friends of Officer Denny Wright, who was attacked over the weekend. And she was on Channel 13 News last night with an encouraging message to show support for our police officers. How you doing this morning, Bobby Joe?
Good morning. I am fantastic. How are you?
We're on top of the world. Well, all things considered, we're all, you know, very mindful of what's going on with Officer Wright and RPD as a whole. Our thoughts are not only with Officer Wright, but with everyone. And I thought you had a great idea with the blue porch lights. And I heard you put that thought on the news last night. And we wanted to give you the platform of the Coffee Club to spread that message. So tell people what you had on your mind.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me and allowing me to have this platform and share my voice as a law enforcement spouse. Actually, the credit goes to Andy Winter at RGH for kind of kicking this off Sunday night. A conversation was had, and next thing we know, blue lights are lighting up RGH in support of not only Officer Jeff Bright, but RPD law enforcement as a whole. So yesterday morning, I got up, I thought, you know what? The hospital's great. We need more. We need community support. So hopped on Facebook, because who doesn't? And utilized that. And created an event saying, right now, your prayers, your thoughts, they're amazing. Keep them coming. Show your support with changing your porch light to blue. And when these law enforcement officers are on their way home or on their way into work and they see these blue lights, they know that the community is backing them. They have one of their own in ICU fighting so hard for a recovery, and it's going to be a long road. This is not going to be a couple days, a couple weeks. Denny has a long road of recovery, and the family, not only immediate, but the blue family as well, need that support to help in this recovery.
Wow.
So I've asked the community, please change your porch lights to blue. Show your support, especially in today's society and this time of need.
We've talked about it over the last week or two, even all summer. You know, there's just been increasing number of incidents where people can assault and harass police with no repercussions. And when this happened, it's, you know, it's like... I feel like a jerk saying, well, what did you think? We were headed down this road.
Sure.
But as a spouse of a police officer, does your husband and his peers, do they really feel that they have the support of the overwhelming majority of people? Because, you know, when you watch the news, it just seems like they're under a microscope and everybody's out to get them. They know they're loved, right?
Right. They do. There are a large majority of people that support law enforcement, that respect authority in general, which is obviously kind of the bigger issue, and have personal accountability for their own actions and understand that law enforcement are simply trying to do their job. Unfortunately, it takes just one bad incident or one bad apple to overshadow all of the good. And, you know, in the recent news, we've seen things that kind of make you question, but then you turn around and you see videos of people like Denny, right, dancing dancing with these elementary school kids in their class, dancing along, reading to them, you know, doing these community outreach moments, and you say, there is good in the world, and these law enforcement people should be treated and respected.
Sure, you bet.
Yeah, Bobby Joe, I imagine that with you being a spouse, every day you kiss your husband goodbye. And when you're sitting and looking at a situation like this and an officer injured in a bed, that could be your husband. You know what I mean? That could be any officer.
Right.
And that's why I know that you're taking such passion with this. And what a simple request. Put a blue light on your porch.
Where can we get them, Bobby Joe? Do you know?
Right. So any Lowe's, Home Depot, Target, okay. Walmart. I can tell you that Amazon has a two-pack for, I think, $8 and change. You get it, two-day shipping. We are asking that these lights be on. I will tell you, we've had our blue light on ever since the tragic passing of Daryl Pearson just 5 years ago. And we haven't changed our lights since. But the wonderful county executive, Cheryl Denolfo, thank you so much. She has requested that the Rochester Airport canopy stay lit blue until Denny is released from the hospital.
Good.
So
excellent.
We could keep our community blue until then or even thereafter. I greatly appreciate that. And I will tell you, yes, as a spouse, and I say this all the time, I kiss my husband goodbye every shift. I say, have a good night and be careful. And I don't know if that is the last time I'm going to see him, because that's the harsh reality that we are living in. And in this life of first responders, EMS, fire, police, you don't know, because a simple traffic stop or a simple domestic call could turn this tragic direction.
Bobby,
and so I'm grateful that these guys, these men and women, are trained so well to fight.
Bobby Joe, thank you to you and to for everything that Pauly does for our community. It is appreciated.
Absolutely.
More than words can explain. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.